they call them? Shed running.
Well, they'd have a bed in there.
Oh.
They just joined it on to the big house.
This is the big house?
Yeah, that big part there had two rooms.
Divided like this?
Yeah, through the middle. And then them shed rooms, that give place for three more beds.
You had beds in here?
Yeah.
In the big house?
In the big house. Big fireplace at one end.
Down here, maybe?
Yeah, over on that side.
And that's where they did the cooking?
No, the kitchen set all back of the house.
Back here behind the shed?
Behind that shed. Had a walkway
like
to it.
A walkway and then like this?
Yeah, just like that. That was the kitchen. Kitchen and dining room.
Kitchen and dining.
Yeah, it was a big room.
When do you reckon this house was built? If this was built in 1910?
It was built in 1887.
Was that all of it, Uncle Mom?
Uh-huh.
Did it have a porch or a hall?
Oh, yeah, it had a front porch.
Right here?
And a back porch.
Like this?
Yeah.
And like this right here?
Yeah, it had a porch on the back, little one.
Was that on the same side as the other two houses?
Same yard where the other two is.
For
goodness
sake. Oh, right, let's get
and
back.
It caused you see, Mama married and moved there in 1887. They built the house that year and then they moved there in December.
Yeah.
If her and Mama and my daddy both was born in 1869.
Uh-huh.
Both of them. They would be, I reckon, 106 this year.
Yeah.
Or 7, which they'd be 107 their birthday this year. If they were both living.
Yeah. So they'd be up two houses.
Mm-hmm.
One in 1887 and one in 1910.
Then I built this one in 1941.
Yeah.
One that's there now.
Yeah. And then y'all moved to town about 5 years ago now?
Mm. Four years ago, the 1st of May.
Yeah. You lived on that land a long time, you and your family.
Oh, lived there 65 years.
Yeah. And your family before you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the family.
How long was that land in the family?
Right about 100 years. Almost over 90 years.
Uncle Mark, let's get back to vegetables. What kind of large flat beans are they that you don't eat in the pod? You have to shell them first.
Butter beans.
Are there any other names for butter beans?
Well, lima beans is in that family.
How are they different from butter beans?
They're a little larger. And then they snap beans. You eat them. You don't shell them. They're longer, but they're not quite as big.
You eat the pod and all on the snap beans?
On the snap beans.
What was they now was working with last night and today, putting them in the fridge?
That was field peas.
She had to shell those.
Have to shell them.